Hey, Pat.
Yes, Joseph.
Friday, the governor announced gleefully.
Yes.
That we're going to have a state fair.
I saw that.
Okay. Then I want 20,000 people at a Twins game and 9,000 people at a Wild game. And tell me why we can't.
And apparently we're not going to allow that at least for the rest of this month or what?
I don't know. But why not?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
You can space out 20,000 people at Target Field as easily as you can space out 10. And yes. You can space out 9,000 people, which is only half attendance, at XL as easily as you can space out 3. Now they got the most exciting team they've ever had. They're going to be in the playoffs. And you're going to tell me you're going to still limit it to 3,000 people?
But here's the deal. He's also going to say they're doing that because it's August and they expect things to get better, blah, blah, blah. But you're right. I mean, there's no reason to not increase it. And I think they are anticipating an increase, but it's not. I know that the Twins, I think I saw, were selling these tickets for the rest of the month, right? Mm-hmm. So I think by playoff time, the Wild will be allowed to have a half a capacity. But
that's about 8 days away.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty close, but they're going to, I would guess something's going to happen here, I would think. So speaking of the Wild, Judd today was trying to convince me that there's a contender for Kaprizov to be Rookie of the Year, that there's some guy in Dallas.
Yep.
There cannot be a competitor for this guy to be Rookie of the Year.
I agree.
He has come in and taken a team with mediocre expectations and turned them into a contender. You know, they could still finish first in the toughest division in the league. They're only 6 points behind, and they got Vegas here a couple of times.
They got Vegas tonight.
And they got him again after that, right?
Right.
And the guy in Dallas took a team that was in the Stanley Cup Finals last year, and they're not going to make the playoffs.
Okay,
how
you're
in
right.
the hell can this be a competition?
Judd is losing his mind.
Kaprizov should be unanimous. Mm-hmm. He should be unanimous. I mean, he should be one of the three finalists for MVP, whatever they call that award.
He could break his leg tonight, and he should still win it all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe not the MVP, but certainly the Rookie of the Year, for God's sakes.
Don't break your leg, by the way.
He has transformed a franchise.
Yes.
What more would you want out of any athlete?
Bad do you feel for Leopold? I kind of feel for the guy.
Yeah,
he's up there every night
paper.
In anguish, and he's just suffering to beat hell all the time. Don't talk to him during the game.
Not making his money.
Right, and now here he's got the best team he's ever had, and they're limited to 3,000 people.
And is he still on Herbie's?
I don't know.
I would imagine so. I don't know why not.
He's got that lawsuit coming up facing him, too,
that's
probably.
That's a bad deal.
That is a
but
bad
But wouldn't that just
deal.
Be like Minnesota sports, though, for the Wild
the
to
win
the
cup?
And everybody else, Detroit, and everybody else would be like, yeah, but that was the bad year.
Last year was worse because
they're in the bubble.
They won it in the bubble last year, teams. But no, they'll let people in, but they won't let them fill it. Because it's one thing is they're paranoid about the indoors part of it. So I don't know. It's
they're fun to watch.
I think that we should have one little section that you got to have proof of vaccination, right? And if you're not vaccinated, then you can all go sit together in one corner, right? The people who aren't vaccinated.
Kind of like a leper.
You kind of put them up there.
You're in leper's row.
Up there, top deck, over here in the corner. And there's no spacing. Don't worry. We don't need spacing.
And we could get sponsorships.
You know what I mean? Yes,
here's the Liney Leopard Corner.
Yes,
you know, the Liney's Lodge Leopard Corner.
And yeah,
not leopard, Chris. It's not leopard. That's an animal. Yeah. Leopard.
That's gotcha. The other thing is you would have to pay a surcharge before you get there for beer and food, and then it would just be left up there, right?
Yes,
it would just
be like a buffet table.
Yeah, it would be just kind of left in the aisle.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And you could take your
beer. I'm going to be in 17A. Have that beer ready for me. I'll be there by 5.
Yeah.
I'd like to be the guy that got
got the opportunity to sit next to the mayor at an indoor sporting event. What are you doing so close to me?
He was always on the aisle. He was always on the aisle, and it was way up high, so he had a good escape route.
I told you, my reports are that the X leads the league in Nazis. For mask Nazis.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah. I hear they got them at Target Field, though, too.
They do have them. They do have them, but it's not. Somebody, a friend of mine was at the game the other day, and they said they go through. He says, here's what you got to do. Buy a pretzel. Just hold your pretzel.
Hold it.
Just hold your pretzel like you're getting ready to eat the pretzel, and then you can have the mask down.
That's what I did at the Padres game. Like, nope, it's going to take another drink here.
So you get yourself a beer and a pretzel, and you pretty much, then you can have it off your nose. You know,
you know what? Last year during the COVID, Matthew was at one of those office sharing spaces for work. And they were mask Nazis.
Okay.
Him and his partner were the only two in the building. And you had to wear your mask. And so they would come around on the rounds. So he did. He had a pretzel bag, the same bag. And every time he heard the door open, he would ruffle the bag. So he didn't have to. He had the same pretzel bag there the entire day.
That's right. You got to have the food. But, I mean, it's. Come on. Let's go here. The rest of the country's doing it.
Wisconsin is maskless. They basically, it's no holds barred, and they're still kicking our butt.
Should we be enthused about the Twins? Or are they two all over the map to figure out
we
yet?
We haven't figured them out yet.
No,
what the big problem here, Joe, is the Kirilloff kid, he can hit. He's going to hit. It's a beautiful swing.
Is he the first baseman going forward?
Well, there's your problem. Big Tubby's coming back this week, and you can't you can't write him off. So what are you going to do? Here's the trouble. He comes back. You got to put him at first because there's no place else you can put him. And then you put Kirilloff in left, and you're weaker in two positions.
Right.
Because Kirilloff's a very mediocre left fielder. And, in fact, the first game I saw him out there, he was below mediocre.
Yes.
They were pop-ups dropping in front of him. And then Snow's just a subpar first baseman.
What
and
about DA? Can he DH or is that out of the question?
Nelson Cruz, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shut me down. Yep.
Yeah. I heard some guys talking yesterday, maybe you play Snow against lefties. He was terrible against lefties last year. And then figure it out some way. But can you really... You think that's going to cure this big lug not getting at bats? You know, I mean, I don't know what you do with him. I'm working the phones trying to move him. But
what are you going to get for him?
Are you playing general manager?
Yeah, I'm calling Miami. Miami had a fairly decent year last year. They need some clout. They got that Max Meyer kid that they drafted from the Twins a couple of years ago.
Gophers,
excuse me. And they could make you a little. They might take him and give you, at least one or two prospects for him, or one guy who can pitch for you some now, and then another guy. I think I'd move him, but I don't know if they feel like they can do that yet. I think they see a little sign that Garver's waking up with some of the things they did with him, so they might think they can do it with Miguel, but
who's
don't know if at 300 he's ever going to hit again.
Who's the catcher they called up?
My guy Ben Rutherford.
He had a great quote. I think because I was listening to the pregame show. I can't remember which day it was, but I forget who was in. It must have been Atterbury was interviewing him, and he said, the Kansas City, they're known for their running game. They like to run a lot. He goes, good. I thought, wow, that's great.
Yeah, because that's what he is, a catch and throw
guy. Oh, apparently he has a missile for an arm.
Yeah, I did a piece on him in spring training, but
he's been looking good.
He's, but they were trying to get him to change and become more of a power hitter and,
launch
lift
angle.
The ball hit the ball to right field. And I saw his first hit was a doink of all time to left field. Now that he's up in the big league, he's a doinker,
Yep.
But he's a second-round draft choice out of high school somewhere in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And he's only like 5'9", 5'10". He's an old-time catcher. But poor Jeffers, he's still their future, but they had to get him somewhere where he can get some at-bats and try to hit 250 or something.
Right.
Joe, batting averages in MLB, The Detroit Tigers team batting average, 195.
Wow.
You got six teams under 220.
Wow.
Nobody can hit. Wow. We got a crisis. The Twins are 244, and I think they're eighth in the big leagues.
Is this because of the shifts and everything like that, or is this a philosophy?
I think it's pitching. No, I think it's pitching. I think it's you can take all this technology, all this, you know, physics and everything, and you can improve pitching. But you don't improve hitting. I mean, you don't make by making a few little changes, you don't change whether a guy can hit or not. Mm. I mean, hitting is pitching. They can take your stuff and refine it and tell you which pitch works, you know, has the best, you know, movement for you and all that stuff. They can make pitchers better. They don't make hitters any better.
Meaning what? That they want. Okay, you can't see the ball better. That's your eyes are your eyes.
But it's you know. But okay, yeah, you're a dumb, you've pitched for 5 years.
Yep.
And you've thrown a mix of changeups, fastballs, sliders, and curveballs. When you throw your slider, they hit 120.
Okay.
When you throw your fastball, they hit 300.
Okay.
So you throw your slider.
Sergio Romo.
Yeah,
right. Quit throwing your fastball.
Yeah, I mean, so they have them throwing their pitches that people don't hit. And they throw in the ungodly higher percentage of breaking balls than it used to be by everybody.
So then if you're a hitter, okay, you're pretty much set in your ways. That's pretty difficult to make that last minute split second. Oh, yeah, I have to keep my elbow up. Or I don't know what I don't know what they try to tell people, but... it's in the big leagues with that ball going so damn fast. How do they make an adjustment?
Well, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
I went out to see 10-year-old Luke Dillon play a baseball
game yesterday.
Here we go. And he hit. There's nothing I could tell him as a hitter, right? Okay. He actually hit the ball pretty good twice and got on base.
Mm-hmm.
But then he went out to pitch. Mm. Now, last year when he pitched... Somebody asked me if he was my grandson. I remember, and I said, no, I don't know who that kid is because he walked about eight guys.
Denied him.
Yeah.
Never seen him before in my life.
I was like Thomas at the Last Supper or whatever. Right. No, I don't know.
In the garden.
But yesterday he threw the ball better.
That was Peter, by the way.
Yeah, no. I thought it was Thomas.
No, it was Peter in that garden. Hey, don't you know Jesus? No, I
don't
know.
Never heard of the guy.
And then what did Peter say after that?
I can see your house from up here. Why did you lure me into that?
But he was pitching. He was throwing the ball better. But he'd get to two strikes and two, and then he'd get, you know, he'd start aiming and slow his arm down. So I could send him a text and say, when you stop, you know, you're pitching better, but stop slowing your arm down when you feel the pressure of throwing a strike. Look at the catcher's glove and let it go. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about the hitter. Don't worry about anything else. And I got the okay, thanks. I don't think he's he's devoted for it. But even a guy, you can give pitchers hints. If you can't hit, you can't hit.
Right. So I have a question for you. How was the umpiring in that game?
The guy was fantastic.
Well, good.
Because if it was anywhere near the plate, it was a strike. Yes. Get the kid to hack.
Nice job, Cyclops.
Did he keep it moving between innings? That's my beef.
No, you know what? These guys were in and out like within 2 minutes. Last year I went to a game and it drove me crazy. It was like 5 minutes between pitches. Let's go.
Well, the reason I ask is I have it on very good authority that umpiring... I guess in officiating just across the state is in real trouble. As in, no one wants to do it.
Nobody wants to do it.
Yeah.
No.
Because of the parents.
They don't want to get yelled at by Such and Ricey for the game moving too slow.
Yeah, I wouldn't I wouldn't complain about a call, but I'd come, get up, go, moving.
Let's go here. Let's get, hey, kid, come on, while I'm young, let's go.
Baseball takes long enough without having five-minute delays. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
Let's put it this way. I've become very unwanted at some of these youth games. Very unwelcome. Yes. I can hear people saying, oh, God, he's here.
Yeah, it is. I really miss taunting and having fun with the other seed and stuff like that. I've told you guys about, you know, having to relieve myself in a baseball game and, you know, getting hammered and then they couldn't throw strikes and having to come in and the other team basically holding a party in their dugout. He's back!
He's coming back!
We get to face him again! Yay! You accepted the taunting, you know?
I love that.
Hell, I remember my old man when we were about 11 over in... playing, I don't know who, Iona St. Columbia or something in a Forster game, which was a Catholic organization. This kid was sticking it to us. He said, "You guys better get on him." Pretty soon we were, "Yeah, your mother wears long underwear," and stuff, you know, trying to get him to, none of which would, of course, be allowed today. Sportsmanship.
You can't even sit in the crowd and jeer. What was ours? It's all right. It's okay. You will work for us someday. They won't allow that anymore.
That was St. Thomas Academy. I thought St. Thomas Academy yelled that at Creighton. But
you'll park our cars. Well,
isn't
someday,
that the great, the famous Mal Scanlon?
Yes.
He was pregame speech that he comes in and says, "This is your last chance to kick the crap out of these guys. You're going to work for these SOBs your whole life.
You're going to be parking their cars at functions. Right. You're going to be..."
Let's go out there and beat them up.
Said that, too, at a St. Thomas Academy function. He had a mic, and he said, "I just want to thank all the Creighton kids that are out there parking your cars tonight." That's pretty good.
How's Malachi doing? Anybody know?
I haven't seen him in a while, but he's doing pretty good. His son-in-law, Danny O'Brien, is doing great at the academy coaching football.
Yeah, he had a great year. Hey, Joe.
Yep.
I'm in trouble with the worst parent group there is to be in trouble with.
You
can confirm this with me, having experienced it. Mm-hmm. The dance crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Not
that's
again.
A tough crowd. That's a tough crowd.
It is a tough crowd. So last week I was doing a column on Steph Curry being the greatest shooter ever, and I got Blake Hoffarber, a great gopher shooter, to talk about it. And he's now a young parent married to a gal from Minnetonka who was on the University of Wisconsin dance team. You know, and she's a Minnetonka girl.
He married a Badger. Wow.
But she's from Minnetonka. They met, and he's from Hopkins. So.
Okay, sure.
But they got two little girls, you know, 3 and 6 months. And so my punchline to him in this conversation was, a lot less basketball, a lot more dance recital in your future. This based on talking to dozens of fathers of dancers, including Joe Suchere, who's had to go drink a beer and wait.
She was number 17 and number 48, so you got some time in between.
I'll tell you what happened. There was about, you know, like number 6, and then you look at the program and you go, "Oh, Christ, number 52.
Right.
And that ain't an accident, by the way.
No, it's
that
not.
That is not an accident.
No.
So I went to a local club that I belong to, and I sat down and said, "I'll have a beer." And the guy looked at me and said, "Dance recital?" I said, "Yep."
Well, there's not. I've heard the same thing from 100 dance fathers, right?
Yeah.
That when they go to the recital. I got a couple of Twitter responses yesterday from a guy, a young guy. He said, first day of the NCAA, the first Saturday of the NCAA basketball tournament a couple years ago, I said, "I'll go." You know, he had a 4-year-old. He says, "I'll go see a couple of quick dances and be out." He says, 4 hours later, that's for a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
Why don't they do them like in pockets?
Nope.
You know,
they want you
brackets.
There because they'd all be gone. Everybody'd be gone. The costumes cost an arm and a leg, and you do 2 a year.
Yeah.
And another
guy told me his daughter was like done. And for some reason they were only doing one that day. And his wife said she told him it'd be rude to leave 2.5 hours later. I said, rude is underrated in that situation.
I plan on being rude.
You know, it was worse. Sometimes the teachers have to get out there and hoof around and show you they knew how to dance. And that'd kill about 20 minutes.
Yeah. Kill a little more time.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, long letter.
Joe's going like this. Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Anyway, I got a couple of emails from outraged mothers that I'm suggesting. I'm suggesting that girls are not athletes, so they end up being in dance. Well, if mom hadn't been a dancer at the University of Wisconsin, I wouldn't have made the joke, right?
Right.
In the print of the day, I wouldn't have made it. But, so now there was a long letter to the editor Sunday expressing the same, I mean, it was like eight paragraphs expressing the same thing. And I responded on Twitter, not like to the letter, saying, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, okay. But I have to tell you, after talking to a father's very experienced in this, I will never pass up the opportunity for a dance recital joke.
Well, that's nothing compared to when you got into it a couple of years ago after going after my gal Lois.
You know what? That was a blog that I was in Florida, and just for giggles, I wrote this blog. There was over 1,000 comments on it, you know.
Do you guys remember the story?
Well, Lois, she was accused of plagiarism.
Right, they were stealing the routine. Was it Lakeville?
Fairview.
But they stole it from?
No, Utah. Some outfit in Utah.
That's right.
Some routine.
We're spying.
Some UT.
They went Belichick on it.
Routine that a group of had used in Utah to win the state championship. And Lois, and they picked it up, but it was damn near identical. And of course, all the suburban schools with the hardcore dance, they refused to. They refused to
acknowledge the championship.
Participate.
I think. They didn't. The medal ceremony.
They wouldn't stand on the big something. They ignored them, and it was like outrage. And you were either for Lois and Faribault, or against the unsportsman, the very horrible sportsmanship. And the state high school league suspended the. I think the next year the programs
because they cheated the programs because they borrowed them.
Not Faribault. The state high school league backed the routine. The protest had been made about this routine being stolen,
right?
Not original, and whatever outfit makes the decision had okayed it, but to the disagreement of at least four of the other teams. Okay. So they then protested it. So I think they were all suspended from competition. But then the pandemic kind of ruined everything.
Who would have thought dance would be that controversial?
Dance is fantastic.
Now, and isn't it just the same thing?
I didn't go through all the comments, but I scanned through there. And there was over 1,000 comments, but it was from like 14 different people calling each other names.
They're fighting with each other.
Back and forth.
But yeah, I'm sure I'm in trouble with the dance recital.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
Boy, did we get a good mileage out of that on the ride with Royce.
Lois. Lois, I think, went one more year and then
resigned.
She
stepped down.
Just had enough.
She stepped down.
Yeah, it's tough to live down the accusation.
Yes, it is. Of being a cheater in dance.
Yeah.
I got a buddy who's a dance coach who doesn't find my humor that good sometimes. But they, you know, here's the thing.
I'm trying to picture you having a buddy who's a dance coach.
Well, it's based on other, you know.
Yeah.
She's part of the Filipino group that I used to watch Pacquiao fights with. We'd have watch Pacquiao fights, and she's a great gal. But but here's the thing. You watch it and you're there for 4 hours.
Yep.
From what I can see, every routine looks damn near the same, doesn't it? Is there any great difference?
When my sister was involved as a kid, we'd go to the gym.
Yes.
And I'd say, it looks just like the other.
How do they know
who was doing better than who.
Yeah.
But the other teams that were there would would cheer on a certain sequence. I'm like, what? How is that move different than the one before?
Yeah, right. You know, it's not like gymnastics where they can like run up.
And yeah, if you spill, you know, that's bad. Yeah.
You flip over and then you land on your back. That's, you know, right. That's, you say, well, that isn't.
Or
as
the
good
double
as
pump layup. You know, right, that's exactly a thing of beauty.
Entertaining, very entertaining. When Sophia, my youngest daughter, was in dance in her early years, she couldn't really, you know.
Not she like, wanted to go like this, unfortunately. Right. She wanted to elbow the other team out of the way.
Well, she didn't really want to follow the routine. She okay kind of wanted to do a free play. But she was so damn cute, they put her in the front, and everybody else is doing in unison, and she's just twirling around going like this. They just gave up on her because the check you know, kept clearing.
I'm glad they did it, but to this day, I keep wondering, what was the point?
I don't know. They get,
what was the point?
I think they get. I think moms get scammed into it by their buddies, don't they?
Oh, the pressure.
Yeah. Yeah, the pressure. Scam is buying the 2-hour movie. You got to buy the damn movie of the
really
recital.
The DVD, yeah, because you want to see it.
What's that cost you? 50?
Oh, who knows?
40
it's
plus.
Been a long time.
You get the whole package.
Plus the tutu's got to cost a
it's
couple
as much as a Pacquiao yep fight.
It's a whole new. It's a whole new outfit twice a year.
They're tough to be in. Boy, they're out there waiting to call you a no good sexist.
I'm not. Right? I think it's great. I said I think it was great. I'm just wondering what the hell was the point.
Just one.
None of them are backup dancers for Christina Aguilera. What's going on?
That's the goal.
Yeah, that's true. That is true because there's you know. Oh, there are some college scholarships, I guess, if you're really good.
You mentioned Christina yeah Aguilera. You reminded me of J-Lo. What's the transition now with A-Rod, Pat, and
are
Glenn
they
Taylor?
Back or
no,
not?
No. I meant
no,
as far I,
well,
as
well,
A-Rod taking over.
Over. It's 30 days from April 10th, I think. So it's got to be May 10th. They had a 30-day window to complete it.
But I thought even after, if it does get completed, Glenn's staying on to help in some advisory role.
Glenn's staying on for two years, allegedly. But I think, are you wondering maybe if it's financed for a while so that he doesn't get his final payment for 2 years? So therefore, he's hanging around. I don't know. But, you know, Carl Pohlad, I've said before, was going to keep Calvin and all the boys around, too. That was part of the deal. And they let Calvin come to the games, and the rest of them were out of there in about 20 minutes. So, yeah.
Sure.
So I don't know. I think that's just something they said. You know, they'll take over if they come up with the 1.5 right off the bat. Yeah.
Wow.
1.5.
The Timberwolves are worth $1.5 billion.
So I went and saw them boys on those lads on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Fun game. Steph Anthony Edwards went nuts at the start of the fourth quarter, scored 15 points in 5 minutes. Cat, you know, Carl Anthony Towns, played hard, a lot of enthusiasm. 4 in a row. So you're watching them Saturday as the Wild are making the comeback of the season. These guys are just urinating another one away down the. They're 10 up with 3 minutes to go against a mediocre New Orleans team, and they end up getting beat.
But how Timberwolves will it be if they miss out on their top three protected pick after this miserable season because they won a few games at the end of the year?
Yeah, but it's the odds are, you know, there's.
Just
even if they finish
up
with one of the three worst records, they only have a 40%
chance. That's true,
chance
of the lottery.
The
yeah,
odds
that's
are,
true.
The odds are strong.
So wait a minute. You didn't miss, or you missed out on watching the brilliance of Rick Spielman maneuvering through the draft on Thursday?
Here's my question.
There
was a motive in prior to 1998, maybe 2000, there was a motivation to watch the draft, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Now there's none because you can find out who they picked 20 seconds after they pick them on social media.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So what the hell am I, what do I care? I want to see Roger Goodell hug somebody. I don't need that.
Oh, it's great theater,
I mean,
though.
Yeah, but what? What's the theater?
Oh.
You just look it up and see who they picked.
I like when they had the phone. Like, oh, I wonder who he's talking to.
Yeah.
Who's he on the phone with?
I mean, there's no reason to, because it's instant. You know, sometimes they tell you who it is before they tell you on TV.
That was the best year when all the reporters were revealing
the picks. There were
about
3 years like that. They were, and the NFL basically said, you can't come to 500 miles of us if you keep doing this.
Because apparently a lot of those picks, they're milking that clock for television alone. Because a lot of those picks
were... It's like people were somehow intercepting the messaging, I think.
Yeah.
That they're sending it into the office, and these guys had access to...
the information.
I'm just not that dedicated. It's not that...
Was this considered a successful draft?
Oh, well, Joe...
They got some lineman from someplace.
Yeah, they got a lineman.
We couldn't believe he was available.
We could not. We were stunned that he was available. And Spielman always gets pretty good grades. But this is great grading, by the way, too. It's kind of like college now, you know. I think that I saw some grades, 32 teams, and the B- was the worst anybody got, so...
What did we get?
Oh,
did we get an A?
I don't know if we got an A.
I will say this, though. I watched
We usually get an A.
Couple of games. I do like the quarterback they took. That Mon kid from Texas A&M is going to be a good player, I think.
Great for Kirk Cousins, though, because I said this to Joe, to Judd today. You know what the difference between a baseball phenom who the public wants to play... and he's not playing, you got him in St. Paul, or you got him in Rochester or something. He's not there in front of you in the arena, right?
Sure.
But if Kirk Cousins is stinking it out in the first half,
get him out of there.
There's the guy you want, yep. right? Yeah,
cool. Get him out of there.
Standing right on the sidelines. Yes. We can replace him instantly. We don't need a train to come over from St. Paul with the guy or fly him in from someplace.
Boom.
It is the greatest controversy in history, though, when you can get a coach wavering between one quarterback or the other. It's fantastic.
Well, explain to me what's happening with Rodgers in Green Bay. Why does he have to pout now like this as a 37-year-old?
They were 13-3 last year and sure went to the Super Bowl.
Right.
If the coach wasn't a moron. But I think, I don't know. He's got the new girl, the new young gal in California. Mm-hmm. What's her name? She was
an actress.
She's in some of the worst.
He lives in La Jolla.
Yeah, he lives in La Jolla. Yeah, yep. La Jolla. And that she was in, she isn't drop dead.
Shailene Woodley.
Shailene Woodley, and she was in some, I don't know, my wife got me to go to this movie, and she dies, or the guy dies, I can't remember, somebody died. Teenage movie, somebody dies, right? A lot of weeping.
Okay.
And that was her start, but she's, you know, she's, but Danica introduced him to her.
Oh, boy.
So he's a snake, but he's engaged to this one now.
She does look a little bit like the AT&T gal, the gal that does the AT&T commercials, I think. She looks a little bit like her.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, you've seen those spots a million times.
Yeah, the gal, what's her name, Lily? Lily from...
During the basketball tournament, you didn't see her at all?
I don't pay any attention. I don't
know. I think she looks like Jessica Lawrence.
Ooh.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Well, then I'd...
I'm still trying to get an answer to my question. What's his beef with Green Bay?
They drafted a quarterback.
In the first round last year.
And it wasn't so much they drafted a quarterback as he wanted another receiver or another somebody to help with the offense that could, you know, he was out of weapons, he felt. He ended up making Devontae Adams the best receiver in the league. But he wanted, there was all kinds of wide receivers around. I don't think they ever drafted one, did
they? No, they
did maybe
not.
Later on. And he was irritated about that. And I think he was also irritated. This is maybe his last shot to go to this back to the Super Bowl. They're down 8 points with, 3.5 minutes to go?
And they kick the field goal.
Mm-hmm. And he has to spend the rest of the game standing on the sideline with his... helmet off, because they run out the clock. They get the ball back at all? I can't remember if they did or not. But the guy didn't go for the touchdown. They were down near the goal line, and then a 2-point conversion. I think he was upset about that. I think he wants out of Green Bay.
I also
he's
heard
just sick of Green Bay.
I also heard that he apparently went to Murphy and said he wanted a new contract after winning the MVP, mm-hmm. and they said no, and that also fueled a lot of us,
too.
Well,
and if they said no about that, yeah, then he's, yeah, he wanted, I mean, they can't, I guess they could extend it out and then, you know, yeah, well, whatever it is, they're saying it looked like San Francisco was a perfect place to send him because he's from out there in Northern California. But they didn't make the trade.
Wouldn't that alter the division without him?
Oh, God, yeah. Our boys are favorites if he's not around. So I feel sorry for this Jordan Love kid, though, if they throw him in there and say, you know, go get him. All you got to do is replace the MVP who went 13-3 last year.
But it is interesting to see how this is playing out, basically the same way it was happening with Favre and Rodgers, you know, 12 years ago.
Yeah, except Rodgers had been there 3 years.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Jordan Love wasn't, he didn't even dress last year. He was their third quarterback. He didn't even.
That's true.
He didn't, you know, he was, I don't know. You know who's their GM there, Joe?
Gutenkunst.
Goody's kid, Brian Gutenkunst. I got news for Brian Gutenkunst. If they go 7-9 and he isn't around, he'll be out the door. Because Murphy, the team president, is a former player, right?
Yes.
And he thinks this is all him. He's the genius.
I would love it, though, if he'd said, well, you either trade me or I'm not playing. Then he goes and hosts Jeopardy and says, to hell with you.
Well, he will. I think he will not play.
Yeah. Yeah. I do, too.
Yeah. So.
You think this fall he will not play?
If Green Bay doesn't trade him, he will not play.
What are the chances he's coming to the Vikes?
Favre-esque. I say that they trade Cousins and somebody else to Green Bay. And then Rodgers and Barr can be roommates on the road. That'd be good. Barr—he's still mad at Barr for throwing him on the ground.
Right,
so.
Right.
I don't know. This is sort of the start, maybe, of the NFL trying to put all-star games,
all-star teams
ahead. Yeah. You know, it's the same philosophy of the NBA, though. I deserve to win.
Mm-hmm.
I deserve to win, right? I mean, that's the thing is, okay, you know, when the Timberwolves don't win with Cat, none of it is Cat's fault. In fact, the media, if you read the national media, it's the Timberwolves aren't giving Cat the right players to win with. That's the whole philosophy of the NBA. The star player is never at fault.
Mm-hmm.
It's the player it's because they haven't surrounded him with the right players.
Wow.
And that's not even the biggest controversy surrounding quarterbacks, Pat and Joe. Did you guys see what happened earlier today?
Who got arrested?
No. Zach Wilson, who was the second overall pick by the New York Football Jets, he is under massive fire, you guys. Do you want to know why?
Why?
He liked tweets calling for unity and supported former President Donald Trump.
Really?
The New York tabloids are going after this poor kid.
Yeah. Well, how come they didn't find that out before the draft?
Apparently nobody, or this just surfaced. I saw this first thing this morning.
He's a Mormon from Utah. What do they expect?
Well, if he comes out and apologizes, or the team does, we are done.
Yes, yeah, he should just ignore it, and it'll go away.
And I hope he does.
Yeah, just ignore it. So, yeah, you got to be careful on social media.
People are demanding an apology for this. What? Because he liked a tweet?
Yes.
Cornerback Mike Hughes?
Yes.
We're not picking up his option.
Oh, really? Well, he was... been hurt a lot. He was that. No, he was a number one.
Yeah,
first
he was
rounder,
a first rounder.
First rounder draft choice. Yeah, failed first rounder.
He's got the bad neck though, which isn't good for a football player.
Even though we got the defensive end who wants the biggest contract in the history of defensive ends, and he's got a bad neck and didn't play last year. I got to tell Danielle, I'll give you a real nice contract, but I got to see you play first. You know. So.
Yep.
Anywho, when are we going to get you to a hockey game?
I was complaining earlier. I want more than 3,000 people there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a completely sports-related topic for MNST. On the May 2nd airing of CBS Sunday Morning, there was a piece about two siblings who wondered as youth about squirting fruit. Dad said the process was called orbisculation. They used this term for a long time. The kid finally went to look up the word. Nope, the old man made it up. Well, Dad left this plane, and the kids wanted to honor him by attempting to get the word into usage with some success. Anyway, it's a good word and perfect for Patrick. I don't like orbisculation. Food that squirts from birds.
So is it in the dictionary then?
No, it's not a word.
Okay.
Orbisculation.
Dad made it up. Oh, yeah. Well, good. Dad's got to be a clever guy.
What was the other thing you were going to tell Pat after he was on the phone with us on Friday? You forgot it was something.
I don't know.
It was Kentucky Derby related, I thought.
Oh, we just had some nuggets.
Oh, okay.
About the this little tiny horse that cost $1,000?
I was traveling. I didn't get to see it at all.
Yeah, this is another Baffert again. Baffert wins again.
His seventh title.
Yeah.
What'd they have for a crowd?
They let in, 90? I think they let in 90. Did I see 90? Half of the usual?
Wow. 90,000?
I thought they did.
Holy cow.
I don't know if that many showed up, but that Laurie and Julia didn't go, though, so that cut down on the crowd. They've gotten some bad hats and showed up for that thing.
I was telling your Kentucky Derby story the other day to some fellas when you and the former manager went to... Weren't you down?
That was the All-Star game, but we went down and saw... Secretary.
Oh, that's what it was.
Morning of the All-Star game, I got him in the car at 6.
Hijacks the manager.
We drove down to the Paris, Kentucky, and he and this Seth Hancock, huge baseball fan, and TK, and all he wanted to talk about was horses, and Seth wanted to talk about baseball. Well, we drive back. We were down there maybe 3 hours, and he got a horseshoe from Spectacular Bid. Who had won the Derby. He was there, too. And Secretary had ran over the fence and showed us his equipment, and it was just fantastic.
Look what I got. Retirement. But like this with a little horse thing. Retirement.
Yeah, lift up that hoof like that.
Right.
But we come rolling back in about 1 o'clock in the morning, and there's like 8 people from TV out front staring up and down the hallway.
Where did he go? Where's the manager?
He's supposed to be this. So anyway,
all right. You going to the ball game tonight?
Tomorrow night. I'll be there tomorrow night. I'm passing that tonight. I get so worn out on my podcast day, I just can't go to the
ball
game.
Yeah. That's true.
Podcasts are very wearing, very wearing. So.
All right.
See you.
See you later.
For a beautiful lawn all season long, spring to fall, log on to professionalturf.com. You do that, you're going to be able to schedule this free no-obligation estimate where a ProTurf pro is going to walk your lawn and then design a 3-4 application treatment that they apply throughout the summer that gets rid of the weeds, keeps your yard thick and luscious, and it's that way until the snow flies again. Applications that are safe for you, the family, pets, the environment, those kids that always cross your yard that you're yelling at, it's even safe for them. All you have to do is water and mow, and I mean mow a lot. It really works. The GL staff is all signed up. 90% of you GLers are signed up. You should too. It's more popular than a COVID shot, and it's the best thing you could do for the health of your lawn. ProfessionalTurf.com.
Since a couple of years after Leif Erickson arrived, Minnesotans have been enjoying all this great state has to offer. From Niagara Cave to the Lake of the Woods, outdoor adventures abound. Minnesota spans more than 86,000 square miles. It's great we can experience a state so rich in landmarks, landscapes, art, and adventure. With so many adventure options, it got us thinking, why are so many Minnesotans limiting their home and auto insurance options? Today, 80% of Minnesotans have their insurance with just one agent who has only one company, no options. At the Canopy Group, our guys at the Canopy Group and gals, we offer you more than 16 companies for your home and auto insurance and 30 professionals. As your needs change, you should have options to continue to provide with the best coverage for the best price. You wouldn't want to fish in only one of Minnesota's 10,000 lakes. and we don't want you to be stuck with only one insurance company. Visit thecanopygroup.com or call 800-967-3389, 800-967-3389, to get plenty of insurance options today.
This is Reavers once again for Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. And Josh has a very basic question for you. Do you know what you own? You see, Mr. Money Talk's clients, and that's Josh Arnold, by the way, they always know what they own. He has found out that most people that he meets with every single day, they have no idea. Josh has seen retirement portfolios that have a big percentage in bonds, and there are real instances of people that are paying more in commissions and fees than they can possibly make on the rate of return that these bonds currently yield. Josh begs of you, know what you own. You see, trust is often overused, and it's even harder to find. Take it from me that you can trust Josh. Give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation with absolutely zero obligation. Call him at 952-925-5600. Once again, that's 952-925-5608 for Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold.